All right, so tonight's meditation will continue to explore body sensations, but also open to emotions as felt as body sensations. To begin connecting with the body sitting, the quality of the posture being upright, relaxed. Noticing the state of the mind and if it's being pulled in many directions, things which are unresolved or what has just happened in your day or about to happen. Giving yourself permission to set that aside for the time being. And beginning by connecting with the sensations of breath. Wherever it may be most easily experienced and sensed. Letting this be an anchor for your attention. So as each breath arises, you may even say to yourself, breathing in and breathing out, to start to cultivate this steadiness of attention, this sustained quality of attention. As much as is possible, letting the breath breathe itself. So your attention, your awareness to the breath is a bit like a cork resting on a wave. One wave arises and it raises the cork, and then that wave passes and the cork falls in the trough of the wave. Lightly resting our attention on this sensation of breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. And when the mind drifts into thinking, understand this is normal, this is natural. As soon as you wake up, relax the body, relax the mind, and gently come back, invite yourself back into the sensation of breathing. And continuing like this for a few more minutes. Breathing in and breathing out. And if you've been attending, been observing, sensing the breath at a particular part of the body, like the nose or the belly, letting that expand. So you start to feel the breath as a wave moving through the whole body. How the belly and torso expand, the chest. Expand and contract. Sensing the breath along the sides of the body, the torso, and the back. How the spine moves in a subtle way with each breath. Noticing if there's any movement of the limbs with each breath. Perhaps a subtle shifting as the breath inhales and as it exhales. It can be a quality of curiosity, even joy and wonder, as we notice the subtle movements of the breath through this body. Now letting the idea of breath fall to the backdrop, the background, and feeling the changing sensations in this torso, in this belly, some of which, of course, are breathing, but some of other sensations, gentle pressures, stretches, the quality of movement. And then your awareness gently scan, gently hold the entirety of this body. In a receptive way. A bit like if we were sitting in a room and watching people come and go. there's brother, there's our friend. We're sitting in a repose, simply observing, simply watching. In a similar way, we're sitting in repose, observing our body as a whole, watching as particular areas come to the forefront, perhaps in the form of stretch, of pressure, of ache, of heat. Sitting back in that place of repose, allowing each sensation to arise without adding anything to it, without pushing it away or pulling it toward you. Simply observing, simply sensing. One moment it might be a palm, the next your belly, then a shoulder. Sitting back, sensing these changing sensations of the body. If there's a part of the body that has a more permanent or more pervasive sensation, play with bringing your attention just to that area. Again, without resistance, without friction, without our normal looking to see in order to fix, in order to change. Simply noticing, simply receiving, letting your attention sense into that area in a more specific way. Perhaps an ache in the shoulder, pretending for a moment it's not pain, but just sensation. Checking to see that the quality of seeing is relaxed and receptive. If it starts to become strained, tense, shifting back to the breath or even to sound to help soften the quality of attention. Sensing, observing. Releasing thought with patience, with kindness, as many times as is needed. and continuing to observe and sense sensations of this body. This week we'll expand the instructions to include emotions. Emotions as felt as body sensation. Our quality of sadness has a body experience. If we release what we might be sad about, to come into the sensations themselves, we become more grounded within the emotion, more present. The same with anger, with irritation, the same with joy, the same with fear. From a meditative perspective, releasing the thoughts, the ideas, the content, and feeling the emotion as present in the body. If emotion is subtle or not present, this is perfectly fine. Sometimes it feels like the heart is simply sensing what's going on in the body. The heart is available. For those subtle flavors or subtle qualities of emotion that don't even have to have a reason or a name. And sometimes as we open to emotions, it can feel like we're opening a dam and emotion just flows forth, perhaps because we're struggling, we're grieving, fearful. And those times might be helpful to reconnect with the breath so you find that place of grounding, to not go into the intensity of the emotion right now. Keeping it soft, keeping it simple. Very manageable. Sitting in repose, noticing sensations. What is present right now in this body? What sensation is the most predominant? simply attending to that. And now in this moment, in this one, now for the last few minutes, coming back into the breath. Feeling the breath as a whole body movement. Breathing in and breathing out.